Sir Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Great Britain during the Second World War, said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give, what we share." In our gospel today, in John chapter 6, verse 1 to 12, we hear of a boy who gave up his 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And because of that gift, the miracle of the multiplication of bread happened. Truly, generosity goes a long, long way. Long, long way. But the question is, are we generous? Are we generous? You see, generosity and gratitude are cousins, very close cousins, very close cousins. And they always say that through generosity comes from deep gratitude, and that through gratitude manifests itself through generosity. Last Friday, I went to attend the Steubenville conference with our youth. So I drove last Friday going to San Diego. And I passed by a small parish of ours, still the Diocese of Phoenix, in Gila Bend. I cannot remember the name of the parish, and the parish priest there is Father Joy. He's always joyful. So the parish is, you know, along that road just before you connect again to I-8. And it's a small church. On the right, facing the church, is their small parish building. And then on the left is another small building. And I was surprised because there were so many cars and there were so many people there. And I asked Father Joy, what's that building? And he said, "Father, that's our St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul." See, on the fifth Sunday, we have a volunteer St. Vincent de Paul after the Mass who will be standing outside to collect some donations. Do you know that the little that we share can go a long way? Those people there in Gila Bend, Gila, the parish is a small parish, but I could immediately, my mind would work and say, how much can they give with so many people going there? And Father Joy was telling me every day, "Father, there are so many people coming." But that's the miracle of generosity. Generosity begets generosity. Today we have to thank God and to remind ourselves, who are the people who are generous to us? Who are the people who have given the right so that we could have something? People who do things for us without any fanfare. People who give and been generous to us without expecting anything in return. Anything in return. You see, God is generous, very generous. And He wants us to be generous to one another. He wants us to be generous to one another. You know, the opposite of generosity is being selfish and being stingy. Being stingy. I want you to pray. And when you pray, pray for the wisdom to be thrifty but not stingy. Okay? It's different. We can be thrifty but not stingy. To be generous but not wasteful. Not wasteful. That is very important. You see, there's a survey, and the survey results says that people who are generous are people who are happy. And people who are resentful, ungrateful, selfish, and constantly complaining are the most miserable people in the world. That's according to the survey. That's according to the survey. You see, we have control whether we want to be good and we want to be bad. We even have control whether we want to be generous or not. I always say that generosity is the language. Gratitude is the language of the heart. And it's the language that God hears most. Every time we acknowledge even a small thing and grateful to God because of that small thing, a good thing that happened to us today, a good idea, a good thought, a blessing, a material blessing, when we acknowledge it and we are grateful for it, especially acknowledging that everything comes from God, everything is a gift, the more we become grateful, the more blessings we receive. Next question is, are you a person who live a life with closed hands, closed fist, or open fist? You see, those people who live a life with closed fists really don't receive blessings, real blessings from God. Why? Because your hands are closed. Your hands are closed. You have to open it. You have to open it. Sometimes we don't realize that the little that we give, especially we share and we offer to God, God can multiply and make wonders. In the first reading, we heard of the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verse 42 to 44, of a man who gave 20 barley loaves of his own, you know, from his own work of hands. And here comes this servant of Elisha saying, "This is not enough. This is not enough." And Elisha saying, "Don't you remember God saying, just share it and you will have more than enough?" A little boy shared 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 men, not including women and children. So probably you're looking at 10,000 to 15,000 people. Shared to God, God accepted it, multiplied it, and out of it came 12 wicker baskets, excess. That's the dynamics of giving. That's the dynamics of sharing, of generosity, especially if we offer it to God. Sometimes we think that we have nothing to offer to God. That's not true. We have so many things. We need to discover the many things that we have. Resources. Each person is a wellspring of resources. Whether it is idea, whether it is skills, talents, or sometimes wealth of the world that God has entrusted to us. If we use them for others, if we learn how to use them for others, and especially learn to consecrate it to God so that it will be used for the betterment of others, I can guarantee you, you will be surprised that God can multiply and can really enrich and develop those talents of ours. for the benefit of a greater mass, for the benefit of many. Today's gospel is simply reminding us to examine our generosity and also to thank God for people who have been generous to us, that we ourselves are recipients of the generosity of others, most especially of God. Please all stand.